This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in to our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us in one of those as well. Our Discord was a big part of the show last night. We had a bunch of vegans calling in.
Oh, really?
It actually went so well, we decided to extend the show into an after show, and so that's all available at freetalklive.com. I posted it.
I missed it, because I'd really like to talk to the vegans.
Well, it was great. We actually had our normal Friday night crew of me and Nobody and Chris Wade, and then we actually brought Matt, who is my roommate, in for the after show part, and he's a chef. He's got a long history of like two or three decades in the business of professionally making food for people. So it was interesting to have him come in and talk to the vegans, because he's not a fan of vegans. So it was actually turned out to be a really interesting discussion. If you missed it, just go to freetalklive.com. I put a link to both last night's show, of which like the last half was talking to vegans, and then the hour plus long after show linked there in that fresh post there, freetalklive.com. So, coming up tonight, we're expecting a special guest. He has confirmed he's on his way. He's just running a couple segments late. Adam Kokesh, who longtime listeners, well, you know Adam Kokesh. If you're new to the show, you may not know or have heard of Adam Kokesh. He's a former military who turned toward the side of good and joined the Liberty Movement. He's speaking out against the coercive state. He's running for what he will, I'm sure, describe as not president. So he's trying to get the Libertarian Party's nomination and is going to sort of run an anti-campaign almost.
But if he wins, he will not take office.
I don't think he has said that.
Okay.
You may want to ask him that tonight when he shows up.
Sorry.
But he's actually driving here from Boston, where he appeared today and made a speech that was cut off, apparently mid-speech, by the organizers of an event that is called the Straight Pride Parade, or Straight Pride, some sort of a Straight Pride event. Was going on today in Boston. I believe it was intended to be a parade. I don't know if they actually had any floats or, you know, how parade-y it was.
They just walked around holding hands with their wives.
Is that what happened? I don't know.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I know that there was a bit of a riot from the counter protesters, and the cops were attempting to stop that, but.
Yeah, I heard something about pepper spray and multiple arrests, so that's all I know. All I know is Adam Kokesh got cut off today.
Sure, he'll have plenty to say about it.
And our co-host, Derek J. Freeman, was actually on the scene as well. He, I think, said he would try calling in, but apparently the bus that he took down there doesn't let you make a phone call from on the bus for some reason.
Interesting.
So so we may not hear from him immediately, and again, Adam's running a little bit late, so we'll talk to him more about that on the way here tonight. In other news, it looks like vaping is under attack once again by the federal government here. We've known that the FDA has sort of been sniffing around and has been talking about doing, you know, some amount of regulation against vaping, and now with the very first patient allegedly dying from ostensibly vaping. That's what some of the news was this week. It certainly has kicked these bureaucrats into high gear. According to CNBC.com, they are now investigating 215 possible cases of severe lung disease associated with vaping across 25 states. This is according to the Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration. In a joint statement.
It doesn't entirely surprise me. It's not like we were, evolved for a glycerin-based environment.
Mm-hmm.
Your lungs are not designed to inhale a whole bunch of this stuff. I would say that if you had to choose between smoking and vaping, that probably vaping's a better choice. But a lot of these guys are hitting that vaporizer
pretty heavy.
Pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And that's not a great idea. I mean, this is, it's not magic. It's not healthy.
It's definitely not.
Be healthier than cigarettes, the deadliest things on the planet, is not, in fact, mosquitoes are giving them a run for their money, but I believe cigarettes are still the deadliest thing on the planet.
It's just an improvement.
Mosquitoes are the deadliest animal in history. Cigarettes.
Can you call
them
an animal? I don't think they qualify as an animal.
Yeah, they do. Do they move?
They're an insect.
Do they move?
Can you call insects animals?
Is it animalia, planta, fungi? I mean,
I don't know.
Is it?
I'm not a scientist.
It's a freaking animal, dude.
Okay.
Okay. So
I don't know if I agree, but we'll have to look that up.
But that's why you're a talk show host and not a scientist.
Mm-hmm. And you're not either.
I've agreed, but at least I paid attention in Biology 1 honors. So, how about you, pal?
I don't remember much of it.
No, I don't think you did. So, anyway, the cigarettes are the deadliest thing on the planet, and, vaporizers are not even coming close to that. So I'd say it's a healthier choice, but still not a healthy thing to do.
The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you're right, Mark. Earth.com says that insects are animals. All right. So back to the story here about the vapors. Again, 215 possible cases of severe lung disease. So we don't know how many actual cases there are and what the history was. And nor do we know, at least I don't know, this person in Illinois who had the lung disease ostensibly from using vape products. You know, it'd be interesting to learn more about exactly what allegedly happened there. Because, you know, was that somebody who only vaped? Was it somebody who spent their whole life vaping? Was it a young person? Or was it somebody who spent a number of years smoking cigarettes and then transferred over to vaping and then happened to be a vapor when they expired? If we can learn more, I think that'd be interesting. But the agencies say they need more information to understand whether there's a relationship between specific products or substances and the reported illnesses. As of now, it doesn't appear the cases are linked to one particular product, say the agencies, noting that in many of the cases, patients reported using THC or CBD, compounds found in cannabis. Now, that's interesting because people have said and studies have suggested that cannabis is sort of anti-cancerous. It has some anti-cancer properties to it.
Cancer is not one disease.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer is a whole bunch of different diseases. And cancer is inevitable if you live long enough. So, marijuana, again, is one of these things like vaporizers. It's touted as sort of being magic. It's not. Inhaling combusted plant material into your lungs is not a particularly good idea. Inhaling combusted tobacco plant leaf material into your lungs, especially tobacco plant leaf that has been modified by tobacco companies and had additives added to it in order to make it more addictive and more fun to smoke and all those things, that's got to be the worst idea.
So there's more to say about this here, and we'll get into it, but also we'll take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I was trying to find a story that I had a little while back about cannabis actually, like, helping cure cancer or something like that. I don't have it in front of me, though, but there's been some really interesting studies about that. Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Hello, fellas. I'm a vapor.
All right.
And I just wanted to say, I can't believe that these recent studies and reports are coming out, of course, from the bureaucrats that we have to live upon and with. And I can jog a city block and not be out of breath. I smoked cigarettes for about 10 years. If I tried to jog the sidewalk in front of my house, I may fall over.
Jeez.
So I don't know what these... Yeah, man. I don't know what these studies are all about. It seems like they like to spoil everything. I also mentioned to the call screener that I'm here in Delaware. They just actually raised the legal age of smoking and buying cigarettes to 21.
Boo. Statewide? Yeah, that's a statewide change?
Yeah, statewide change. You
got to
be 21 now. You could go to war and be in the draft and get handed a gun and go risk your life for the country, But yep. God forbid you want an Amar Brewer Red. I mean, for God's
it's insane. John, if you want, hang on, and we'll bring you back. I know you were calling about something else, so stand by. We'll continue that discussion. They actually did the same thing right here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, earlier this year. They raised this, not just smoking age, but the vaping age, the age to possess and to purchase these products from 18 to 21. And that's what happened in Massachusetts. They allowed cities to do it locally, and then the whole state went. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us at 855 450 free.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge. Featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of Nye Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, without having to check in with anyone? Or are you stuck in a job, business, relationship, or marriage where you can't do what you want, where you're pretty much a glorified prisoner? I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create location-independent income under a flexible schedule and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're here on this live Saturday edition. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-FREE. 450-3733. Mark, tell me about your experience with My Magic Mud.
I love My Magic Mud, and I've been using it for going on a decade now. It's a black tooth powder that's made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. And it's clinically proven to whiten teeth. It's all natural. And it, in my opinion, gets my teeth cleaner than any other product I use. If oral health is important to you, like it is to me, then you should try this product, because I haven't lived without it since I first used it many years ago. So you can try to find it. It's located in most major health food stores. They've got it on Amazon, Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. But if you go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20, it's FTL20, you can get 20% off of My Magic Mud and try it out. Now, it's not particularly expensive, and a little tub will last you like 6 months. So, you know, it's a great bargain. It's MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20. I think that you will thank me for letting you know about this product, because it's awesome. It's great. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Well, somebody has allegedly died from using vape products, and now the government is taking a closer look. We can talk more about that. I want to quickly introduce our guest co-host tonight. He is not unfamiliar with this very seat. You've been here in the studio a few different times, a couple different times in the past.
Yeah, it's been way too long, guys, but it is a great honor. I can't tell you how good it feels to be back in Keene and to come to co-host Free Talk Live with y'all tonight. Man, what an honor.
Welcome back. Adam Kokesh is with us. What's your best website that we can plug for you?
TheFreedomLine.com.
Is that your campaign
three words?
Site?
No, but it's easier to remember how to spell TheFreedomLine.com than
right. Adam Kokesh.
My funny last name for president, you know.
Sure.
Every time I say that, you know, I throw up in my mouth a little bit. So I try to avoid saying the four president part, you know.
I want to get into what happened to you today at this so-called straight pride parade. But we've got John on the line in Dover. He called in about vaping, and I want to make sure he gets his thoughts out here. So go ahead, John.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. Well, past the vaping thing, I think it's a bunch of malarkey. That's all I had to say about that. I did want to mention, I just heard before the show started on talk radio over here, because I don't really have much of a life and all I do is listen to the radio. Some say that. But anyway, two people had, started just shooting people down in Texas again, man. 20 people got shot. It was two separate incidents. I forget the two towns. One of the guys was supposedly still on the run, and I guess the other guy got shot. One was at a movie theater, and the other was at a Home Depot. And I just wanted to say that these mass shootings are just getting carried away and outrageous, and the politics and the media and everything that's going on right now, I believe it is causing these maniacs to go out and do what they're doing, man. It's ridiculous, and I just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up here tonight. I do have the story. Actually, somebody just posted it in our Discord server. Thank you, John, for the call tonight. Five apparently dead at least, and another 21 injured after this shooting, apparently at an Odessa movie theater in Texas. If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. We can talk about that. But, Adam, you know, since you're here, since you're running for not president, obviously...
Since I smell like pepper spray right now.
Gun control is on, you know, people's minds when it comes to these mass shootings. I mean, what do you have to say? We've talked about it dozens of times, obviously, because we're here every night when one of these things happens. But we don't get to have your opinion about it very often. So you want to weigh in?
Well, the rational examination of the problem of mass shootings in America really points towards obvious causes that the two old parties don't want to talk about, because they're in the hands of Big Pharma. They're in the hands of all the institutionalization and education that, I mean, you put kids in prisons and you think they're not going to respond. You think that all these social pressures that are the system on society that cause people to break, that, I mean, I can talk about it from my own experience too as a veteran at the VA. I told them I was having trouble sleeping, walked out of there with five prescriptions. Three of them had suicide listed as a side effect. We have 22 veterans committing suicide a day. You think there isn't some kind of connection?
Connection.
Someone's been, you know, when you see something that so blatantly does not make make sense. You go, wait a second, who's benefiting from this?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about guns. It's not about gun control. Let communities set their own policies. You want to live in an area with no guns, you know, let people do that. You know, you want to have that freedom on your own property. Everybody should have that right to set their terms for themselves. If you want guns banned on your property, you have that right. It's the freedom argument isn't really pro-gun or anti-gun. It's pro-private property. It's pro-freedom at a deeper level. And when you look at what are the causes, well, geez, it's because freedom has been impeded in so many ways and causing these just grotesque features of modern society with an institutionalized education system, with pharmaceutical drugs. You're putting kids on methamphetamines because they're not paying attention enough to your boring crap that you're trying to force into their brains. Give me a break. And we know Democrats and Republicans, they're sponsors. They're all tied into the system.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to challenge that.
Let's continue. We got you're going to be here for the whole show, by the way.
Yeah, so man.
Thanks for sitting with us.
Absolutely.
We got
Mike. Can we do an extra couple hours tonight?
There is such a thing as a freer talk live Ooh. After show, an internet-only after show. So that is a possibility. Actually, you know what? No, Vincent's coming in. So there's another show that airs on LRN.FM. Most any other night, if it weren't Saturday, we'd be able to do that. But Mike is with us in Gold Bar, Washington, listening to KBKW there in Aberdeen. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. I have some vapor problems. I have a previous mold allergy, like 20 years old, so I have a really sensitive nose and lung problem when it comes to things that are moldy. So some marijuana vapor products are stored in the light, and they get tainted and spoiled. So I think what's really happening is people are actually inhaling the spores of the, the tainted oil. Any oil should be kept in the dark. That's why olive oil and stuff goes in a dark bottle. And can I say one thing to your guest?
Yeah, please.
Speaker?
Right here.
I go to the VA in Seattle, Washington, and they're always trying to push the psychedrug on you. If you have if you feel bad in the morning when you wake up because you got one leg, they're trying to get you into a program. And it's really bad, and I don't trust those drugs. But anyway, I'm a big boy. But anyway, yeah, I think that some of the oils are tainted, and people are actually inhaling a spore, and that will make you lightheaded, and it makes it hard to breathe.
Well, I mean, mold spores have always been a problem when it comes to cannabis in the black market because, you know, there's no real quality control, and there's so many different types of mold. Not only could it cause you difficulty in breathing, it could kill you. I mean, there's different, like, deadly molds out there.
I would wager that the proportion where we're seeing contamination is radically on the decline with the legalization.
That's
we're
true.
Just more attuned to it. And if you think back, did you guys remember when pot was illegal? You remember how? You remember that? Do you remember how horrific America was? Oh, well, sort of. I have a card in Arizona at least, but no. The problem then it was pesticides. And contaminants, chemical stuff that they were putting in, there was no accountability for. And now I know, at least in Arizona, when I go to dispensary, and I'm not giving government credit for this, I'm giving the fact that there's less government involved credit for this now, I know I'm getting a better product.
There's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Thank you, Mike, for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Whether you want to talk about vaping or the VA or whatever happens to be on your mind, plus we'll get into this Straight Pride parade that you attended.
Well, we're going
to
tease it for at least another hour and a half, right?
Maybe. We'll see. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. tourists are getting out of the Bahamas ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Ed Fields from Atlantis Paradise Island Resort says while he does not expect to be directly hit by the hurricane, he is concerned for the other islands and says visitors from other islands need to be cleared out.
Government of the Bahamas has put evacuation orders for people in the northern part of Abacoa and parts of Grand Bahama.
At least two people are dead in a random shooting in West Texas. The murders took place in the Midland, Odessa, Texas area just off Interstate 20 and Highway 191. CBS 7 in Odessa is reporting that three law enforcement officers were shot by the suspect. The shooter is also dead. David Turner, mayor of Odessa, Texas, says,
There's still, I'm sure, a lot of citizens who are very concerned and still in their house. And I would encourage all the citizens to stay in place until law enforcement gives the okay.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference. And my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free if you want to join us here. The Live Saturday Edition continuing. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have a special guest, Adam Kokesh, here with us tonight. Hello, Adam.
Hello, gentlemen.
You were apparently pepper sprayed today at this event in Boston. And you wanted to throw out a quiz or a question?
Yeah, well, can I give something away? Like,
what do you have to give away?
Everybody already has a copy of my book, right? Like, I've heard jokes about that. People are like clowning on my book, going, "Man, it sucks." Everybody already has a copy. Well, like,
you did give it away to people.
It's awesome. Right? Then everybody has. They didn't throw it away. They didn't burn
Hopefully
it.
Not. So, what did you want to ask?
So, yeah, there were three groups of demonstrators in Boston today. There was the Straight Pride Parade and Rally. There was the counter protest, and then there was the show of force by the Boston Police Department. And they had, I think, more people than either the protesters or counter protesters.
The police did.
Yeah, and I got some amazing footage of them, like three ranks deep in full riot gear looping around. They didn't do anything to keep the people separate when the march was coming to the rally point. It was all. It was all stupid. It was all just ridiculous. I mean, this whole culture war. And that was the gist of my message there. But
and I want to get into that.
Yeah,
later.
Yeah. So there were of the three groups, I was pepper sprayed by one, censored by one, and yelled at by the other. Can you guess which is which? I put this, well, I don't want to say because I would ruin it for radio. But I guess if someone calls, first person to call in with the correct answer, I'll send them a signed copy of the book. That's an
okay,
easy one.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go to the phones here. If you want to guess, you can. You can also bring up anything that you want. We'll talk more about what happened to Adam and what happened in Boston today. Our friend and co-host Derek J. Freeman was also
got to see him.
Present, and he witnessed what went down.
And Heather Mullins.
Let's go.
Justin O'Donnell.
To
AJ Oley. A lot of great LP people and New Hampshire people.
Fred is in Idaho watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, guys. I wanted to take a guess on what the groups were.
You want to
go ahead? Do it.
Yeah, go ahead. We're just going to have to hit the dump button on you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855.
That was a mistake.
450-3733. Nope, definitely not. Let's go.
He was watching on YouTube. It was a mistake. I think he forgot. He said it deliberately. But
see, the bad part about this is that on YouTube, it doesn't get dumped, so the people on YouTube don't actually understand what a dump button is. I mean, there's these kids sitting on YouTube that don't know that there's this legacy technology called radio, and that we're actually they're actually listening 7 seconds ago.
And, this is a multi-formatted production.
It's true. Let's go to Turd Ferguson. He's on the line on our Discord server. Turd Ferguson in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Yes. Hey, Mr. Kokesh. Thanks for that. Man, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Let me say that first, because you're actually, politically speaking, as a politician, you're already a step above Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, because...
Oh, come on. Come on. That's a low bar to clear. Really?
Well, hold on. Let me explain why. Because once Mark gave me brief associate producer rights to contact AOC to try to get her on the show, and she never even returned my call. So that's awful that you're on the show right now.
Well, don't think that I'm here, like, because I'm getting grilled as a candidate. Like, these... I mean... I've been around. Grill. Yeah, right.
Could,
I mean,
are open shows?
But I mean, I guess show, the call. Yeah, if the callers want to grill me on stuff,
sure.
But
sure.
I mean, we normally have more interesting stuff than politics to talk about. And like these guys. I mean, I don't know how long have we known each other. I mean,
more
I don't
than a decade.
The beginning, because you guys have been around.
Because you were here back
than
when
me,
the victimless crime spree was going on, and that was almost a decade.
Yeah, I have footage in it, don't I?
Yes, you're in that movie.
No, I mean my footage of him
your
being arrested
is in that
movie.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The Derek J. Pot smoking protest. I remember that.
That's right.
I knew these guys before I knew that there was a serious run for the presidency in my future. Even like these guys were essential to me forming my worldview and being able to see that possibility. And it really we really have. The three of us here represent, and I'd like to think of myself as a fun third edition, but at least in the sense that we have this incredible collective wisdom of the movement from each of us having, you know, a decade plus here and been as actively involved as we are. And yeah, I just want to blow smoke up these guys' butts for like 2 hours.
Well, you know,
vape,
have
no,
you,
sorry, vape, vape. I want to blow vape
often.
Up your butt.
We'd have you on more often if you just moved to New Hampshire. That's all you gotta do.
Oh.
Well, this
is me getting grilled.
What were you calling about, Turd?
Well, that's why I wanted to call in, because I was considering, because of his political views, I mean, I'm considering several people, but I was considering voting for Adam Kokesh. I'm a little bit nervous about a couple things.
Wait, I know you mean you're going to vote. You might consider voting for him whether or not he receives the nomination, because he's trying to get the nomination from the Libertarian Party.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I might even consider going to the convention to vote for him. I'm just not sure. I mean, there's a lot of options right now. And I'm still paranoid from the whole Gary Johnson thing. I've just watched that Aleppo video way too many times. And my question is, this is my fear. How are you going to handle the undoubted press storm that will ensue once the leftist media outlets, such as MSNBC and CNN, get a hold of the whole Mazie Tomlin debacle?
Hmm. Well, first, let me just say, I am not now, nor have I ever been, Aleppo. And this Gary Johnson paranoia, if you're afraid of the nomination being taken by someone who doesn't represent the grassroots of the party, that's a real problem. And Bob Barr, Gary Johnson, were able to win by bringing on a lot of people who were not longtime libertarians or grassroots activists. And that's just what we've been doing for the last 3 years with this campaign, is encouraging people in the LP who are active, who are grassroots activists, to see how easy it is to be a delegate to the Libertarian National Convention. You go to your state convention, the most stringent requirements anywhere in the country are like to be a member of the state and national party 3 months in advance. There's nothing much, or to be a registered voter in that state. That's about it. You show up to the state convention, you raise your hand, you want to go to national.
That's it.
You get 1 of 1,000 votes. That's it. Then you go to Austin next year. So I'd really encourage anybody who wants to see the principled, ethical platform that we are bringing to this race represented there, get involved, do that. You go to thefreedomline.com. You can find KokeshForPresident.com. Join our email list. Sign up there. As for, you know, the personal stuff on me, I'm really grateful to have Macy's support now in this.
Yeah, didn't you guys kind of patch things
up?
Yeah,
and it's, I think it's become kind of a sympathetic story at this point. Yeah, I mean, I had an ex-girlfriend make an attack video on me and then apologize, and then we got back together, and we're not together now. But she's been very clear about, you know, the character attack was unfounded, basically. And, you know, I think really with this platform, it doesn't matter who I am. I'm not running to say, hey, I'm the best guy. I'm the coolest guy. I'm the most economically successful. Or I'm 37. I'm single. I've been trying to be married for 10 years. I'm like, I have 4 failed relationships. Like that's like
you're a human
really
being. Got problems.
And since I've embraced the ethical message of libertarianism, I have been an absolute adherent of that, and I've lived it and embodied it. I think that's what people respect me for, and that's why they have faith in me as that messenger to say that I'm going to be true to that, that you wouldn't have about someone like Gary Johnson or Bob Barr or maybe even Justin Amash. If they come in and they're representing something that doesn't represent what really is at the core of this movement. And I think that's why people have faith in me in this. And that's what I've heard. I don't know. I should say we have our regional coordinator for the Northeast, Chris Gannon, here, who is just like our best volunteer on the campaign right now. And maybe he could have a chance to say why people have that faith in me. But I think my record as an activist speaks for itself.
Well, thank you. I want to say thank you for the call, Turd. Appreciate it.
Let's stack up, the winners of the presidential run over the last few times here. I mean, so you had an angry ex-girlfriend. Let's compare that to a guy who was the first black president who, Bill Clinton. Sorry. Right? He claimed to be the first black president. And what? He didn't inhale the pot. Let's see, the cokehead Republican.
We should reject this whole personality politics crap.
There's more coming up here. 855 450 free. You can join us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want here. The live Saturday edition continues. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the new local.bitcoin.com. It's a place where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods, and there are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, which really sets it apart from its competition. And there's also encryption between buyers and sellers. So when you're chatting with your buyer or seller, that chat is encrypted. It is not available to even the administrators of local.bitcoin.com unless you specifically ask, like if you dispute the trade or something and you need an arbitrator to come in and read through the messages. You have to authorize that. So it's a pretty cool platform. It's brand new. It started just a couple months ago. Go to local.bitcoin.com and get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. As we go to David, he's in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Adam Kokesh, and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. Adam. David. David Olson in New Mexico. You read an email I sent to you one time when you were on the air here years ago. I think you were a little bit amused with it. I don't necessarily expect you to remember it. I got a couple questions. You lived in New Mexico for however many years. You were on the radio here. You ran for office here. And pull out your balls and put them on the table. The FBI says that New Mexico is, Special Agent in Charge of New Mexico region a few years back, who has a name, said that New Mexico is the most corrupt state in the nation. And that includes Illinois, and it includes New York, everywhere. And so the
I knew it'd be up there.
Here, pardon? Yeah.
I definitely knew it would be up there. I'm surprised that it's number one, though.
It's number one, according to Special Agent in Charge, McClanahan. Yeah. And so government and the radio business. Let's start with the radio business. You're familiar with it because you worked in it. We got just a couple of radio.
More positive talk radio Albuquerque.
Okay. So let's start with Kiva. It's owned right now. And, oh, by the way, Free Talk Live, Eddie Aragon, Kiva Radio, dumped your program years ago, so you're free to talk, or you're free to let Adam answer my questions. Do you have any dirt on Eddie Aragon at Kiva?
This is the owner of the radio station. I mean, I don't know if this is really an appropriate question to be asking,
question, and I'll tell you why. It's an appropriate question, and I'll tell you why. Our damn electeds and everybody else of any power whatsoever in this godforsaken state go on Eddie Aragon's radio station and the other ones when they're trying to get their butts in office, like Adam's trying to get elected. You have a candidate for president on your radio station right now. Apparently, it's important. Now, in New Mexico...
His
name's David.
David, about Eddie. I know the name. I know nothing.
You weren't working beyond that during his time.
I don't think he was even the owner. It was Don.
Yeah, Don.
And Don was always...
Super cool.
Yeah, it was great for me. Gave me the opportunity. So I don't know Eddie Aragon. I think he's after my time. Adam versus the Man was started in, 2010. It was when, after I lost the congressional race there and couldn't shut up.
Was that the name of your radio
campaign.
Show? Was Adam versus the Man?
Adam versus the Man.
In New Mexico?
1558.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and...
Were you every day or once a week?
Yeah, 5 days a week.
You were 5 days a week.
Yeah, it was a blast.
Paying them?
This is why you used to blow smoke up my butt, would call me a classically trained broadcaster because I got my start with this ancient medium of radio. But yeah, David, so New Mexico is more of a federal enclave than anything. If it wasn't for the fact that it has two senators, it almost wouldn't exist in the sense that you've got Los Alamos, Sandia, a bunch of military bases, and... If it wasn't for all the federal money coming in, New Mexico would be an artist's community in Santa Fe and a bunch of pueblos and the oil and gas in the northwest corner of the state, the Farmington area, and you wouldn't have the just flow of federal money coming in that's so high relative to the population, so easily corrupted. And I mean, it goes to follow that. I think it touches a lot of stuff in New Mexico. So to find out, David, if what you're telling me is that it's hit AM 1550 KIVA, I'm not at all surprised to hear that.
Well, what David's talking about, and thanks for the call, David, I appreciate it, what he's talking about is not uncommon. It is not typical to just New Mexico. This goes on all across the United States. Local talk radio is almost never critical of the people that they have in as guests on their shows.
Oh, yeah.
They want to give fellatio to these political candidates on the air. And
well, if they don't come back.
That's it, right? So they're afraid, oh, my God, I got to treat this person nice or they'll
And if they don't, they might lose their license.
Look at all the calls we've got over one of the guys that's running for the Libertarian nomination for president at this point. And you can see why, compared to a normal night, you can see why radio shows and radio stations want to have on candidates because they generate calls and they generate interest. Well, if we were mean to Adam,
I thought I was just the guy who got pepper sprayed today.
Right.
You're having me on as a candidate tonight? Oh, okay.
If we want to have him back on, he's not going to, and we're mean to him every time, he's not going to keep coming
back. Yeah, so that's
on.
What the callers are for, is to be mean on their behalf. So bring it on, guys.
Well, but that's just it. A host that wants to fellate one of these politicians on the air, it will protect the person from tough questions. They'll just screen out somebody like a David,
right,
who's upset. He's upset for good reason. I mean, that guy's been screwed over in the court systems of New Mexico.
He's
called our show before.
He'll call in.
somebody's got a real point to make, that's got a tough question to ask. Those kinds of people get filtered right out of those shows. And they just never even make it to the air. In a lot of cases, if that person does make it to the air and asks a question that's, tough, they'll be shut down in some way or another, and the host will try to protect these corrupt politicians. It's despicable, and it's been going on since the beginning of, licensed broadcast.
It's just media and politicians and what they do.
Yeah, and it's not okay. I don't support it, and that's why, we have open phones every night here on Free Talk Live. The only reason I said that question was inappropriate, I mean, I still let him ask it, but it's like, there's not really any benefit to trash-talking an owner of a radio station
right.
on the air. That's not an interesting
Well, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate to ask you, and for you to point that out, totally support that. As a candidate, and he's saying, you had a radio, so what, okay, yeah, you can ask me anything. You know, like, there's no, I don't have, like, a business sensitivity or like, need for, I mean,
yeah, you're not trying to protect,
I obviously hate
yeah.
myself.
Well,
you know.
No, that can't be true.
Really? Well, as a libertarian.
Okay. You hate yourself as a libertarian?
No, 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 no.
President.
I'm running for office as a libertarian, so okay. I must hate myself on some level.
I see what you're saying.
I'm you know, blood for punishment.
I gotcha.
Yeah. No, no, but I don't mind. I mean, I have no... There's no ego to kill anymore. You know, if people want to, like, stomp over with, you know, the ghost of it, okay, have fun.
Yeah.
It's not my platform.
Like,
I'm not running for president. Although I am technically running for president, I am running against the presidency. I'm running to resign on day one and take the federal government through a bankruptcy process. So Adam being president is not an option. I'm throwing the ring in the fire on day one. So I don't care. Like, if someone better comes along for the job, I'll drop out and support then. If there's someone who's, you know, is trustworthy as I am, who's as committed to the message as I am, who's more administratively capable of carrying out the bankruptcy of the federal government. Like, I'm not that guy. When Ron Paul was running, people put the fantasy cabinet together because mm-hmm. I was the Veterans for Ron Paul guy. They said, oh, yeah, Secretary of Defense. It's like, yeah. whoa, I was a sergeant. Like, I am not running the Department of Defense here. Like, no, I'll be the press secretary. You want me to talk trash to the media every yeah. day on behalf of Dr. Paul? I would love to do that. But no. And I don't have any qualms about, you know, who I am. I don't have any delusions about my administrative skills. Like, I know that if the American people decided and I got to be the vehicle of them saying we are putting our foot down, we will not tolerate the existence of the federal government any longer. No a-hole in a suit in D.C. is going to stand in our way. And I get to be the vessel of that, and I know I have the right people and the right support. I'm confident that, yeah, we could pull this off. Crazier, more extreme reorganizations of government have happened throughout history than what we're proposing in a very peaceful, orderly
Did you just
process.
Say you're confident you can pull this off?
Yes, absolutely. No, no, if the American people really say we're doing this, and I happen to be lucky enough to
care.
Be the one that makes that electoral majority come together, and I have to administer the process, I know that I can bring the right people together,
mm-hmm.
and I can ensure the administration of just the bankruptcy that's laid out in advance. And I know we're going to have people like Mark on the team.
Yeah, didn't you say he's already going to head up the Bureau of Prisons or something?
I'm going to oversee the Bureau of Prisons, yeah. and to be able to carry that job out from a position of someone whom I trust, who's an ethical man, who has proven that, who understands what someone getting released from prison is going through, I think Mark would be great for that.
And,
I think
of course, you'll pardon Ross Ulbricht.
It won't even be an issue,
day,
of course.
Right?
First day.
More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour 2's next. We got Adam Kokesh here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.